folks. We're having a little test recording this morning. Whet your appetite. It's time. And I don't want it. I'm also an academic. Art of Midlothian. What's born ill mute? What was the other one you had there, Barry? You had a good one there. Barry's got a good one. You're all mother, what are you? Well, she's all right. Now, what am I doing here? I've got the faders up, faders down. Now then. Testing, testing, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, that's what they all do. They will pass wind into the microphone for some odd reason. 9 to 5. 3 hello. Regionals VLR. Very important. We had a letter from a Matlow yesterday off Nauru. And he travels the islands and listens to 3LO all the time. Sporting panels, he goes crook at because they're always interrupting the rugby for the scores of the cricket, for the racing, for the hockey or something. So we've ascertained that he must be listening to our shortwave, domestic shortwave transmitter, which is VLR, for which we're most grateful. So, we have one listener, Barry, to our domestic shortwave station. When it's opened, and that is it. It's open at the moment, isn't it? When do we close and shut it again? Soon, do we? The 31 to the 41, or the 41 to the 31, or whatever it is. Never mind. No, we're confusing. We're confusing. He's off Nuku'alofa at the moment, being not confused. That's 8:30. That's in the forenoon watch, of course. Oh, folks. At the moment, it's the Morgan watch, and it's approaching 2 bells. Good day, folks. Testing. Ah, you landlubbers, it's 8 to 5. It's 2:30 to 5. We're listening to the sappers this morning, the Royal Engineers. Just come off bomb disposal. That's why their tremulos are so good. See it last night, Barry? Missed it last night. I went to kip on the couch again. Woke up in the middle of the goons, or some goonery. Yes, 2 to 5. Sappers testing, Bailey Bridge supporting. Just for flash. And now, a little tune, and it goes, folks. Something like, folks, this, folks. It's 5 o'clock. Not if you're wearing sea boot socks. In the morning watch. And here's a disgraceful rendition of Beyond the Sea. Sorry, folks. A letter from a lady in Dandenong. I apologise, Miss Greenock, I think it is. Ah, Greenock and Gurick. Ah, how are the new? I apologise to you, madam, for sending you a copy of Joy's bread recipe when you had asked for the prayer of St. Francis. Sorry. Please... The bread of the spirit send. this and the bread of the spirit. Oh, I'm sorry about that, love. I remember once we had a query about... Oh, it was quite a serious matter from some lady around. We sent her a frozen Christmas pudding. She didn't appreciate that either. Well, this lady doesn't eat bread of any sort. But she did ask for a copy of the prayer of St. Francis. Where there is mistakes, rectitude. All right, we'll please send you the... I hope you can pass the bread recipe, the Joy's bread recipe, on to somebody else, can you? Someone you like. Or, if it's a failure, someone you hate. Where there is hatred, love, my friends. All right, my dear, I'm sorry for the... You must have got a shock of your life when you go out and enjoy his bread recipe expecting to read the prayer of St. Francis. Heavy going, eh? It's 5:05 the time. Raymond Lefevre played that ghastly rendition of Beyond the Sea, for which he should have been up against the wall stood. And the next one on the list is... What now? My love? Bit early. Before I go any further, I forgot to give you the weather. For our Matlows out at sea, a strong wind warning is current for Vic coastal waters west of Wilson's Promontory, including Port Phillip and Western Port Bays. Moderation is expected during the day. It's going to be 17 in Melbourne. It's a very warm morning, isn't it? Quite warm. Must be about that out now, isn't it? 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. And 177 or 277 William Street, you haven't fixed that electric clock out the front yet. I wish to see that. It's still 13 past 9. It's not good enough. What's the... opposite the old mint there. New building. They've got... it's the last one before the excavation, I think. They've got one of those clocks outside, and it's been stuck on 13 past 9 ever since they opened the doors of the building. Somebody told me it was the Arbitration Commission, which is sort of poetic justice, isn't it? But, sorry, Commission. But do fix the clock. 13 past 9 in the morning when I come in is a bit confusing. Yes, it's 277, I think. I'm not quite... It's next to Tall Brick there. Or Better Brick, or whatever it's called. Continuing mild, mainly dry from Melbourne, top of 17 today. Vic generally another mild day, isolated showers developing. It's that sort of showers developing type feeling in the air, isn't it? Did you hear about our Moggy's concert yesterday morning, Barry? We had them almost going over the... I've never heard caterwauling in all my life. Was there a big hunt went on yesterday? Now, they're feral cats or something over there, but you can't go round and face them. They'll go for you. It's like one of those Hitchcock movies, like The Birds. Only in this case, it's the cats. But they're on the roof, they're on the stairs, they're staring through the window. They're going to break in. Ah, folks! What was that? Go ahead, though. Yes, with their faces wreathed in smiles, reveling in the joys of... screaming at each other. No, they were making a terrible noise yesterday morning. It was quite a frightening experience. Ron went round there. Ron was the supervisor yesterday morning. He went round there, and he said that they would go for him. He wouldn't go past a certain point. He stood there, and his hair raised on end. His hair raised on end. Singular. It's 5:08. What now, my love? At last. Oh, it's 5:11 the time. I have a massage for a lady listening friend of mine, Socks. S-O-X, Socks. The mystery lady of... used to be Mount Martha and Dandenong and Caulfield and now appears to be Noble Park. She moves around a bit. Socks, I appreciate your little gifts and notes and so forth, but I recall at one stage you telling me that I wasn't to make mock of you. And that you felt terribly embarrassed and you would never, never, never send me anything again if I mentioned anything about it on the air. Now you say that, why hadn't I said anything? So I don't know what to do. Well, you want me to be silent, which I do, and then you don't want me to be silent, so, you know, and what's this cheer up bit? There's nothing wrong with me. And I did receive all your other gifts, and very, very charmant they were, too. But, you know, I mean, puzzlement. Of course, all women puzzle me. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's subject normal. But I'm afraid that you used to write nasty things to me, and I went crook about them, naturally enough. But if you just, you know, write normally... And I'm very grateful for your efforts on my behalf. But please seek no closer relationship than that, because I'm not one for, you know, that distant sort of relationship. I'm a lone wolf. I am a lone voyager. But I'm not mad at you or insulting you or upsetting you or anything. I'm just saying nothing, which I thought was what you wanted me to do. Anyway, after that long explanation, I hope that it's all clear. It's probably embarrassed her even more, and she'll go even crooker. So that... I mean, I can never do the right thing, let's face it. It is impossible. At 5:13 in the morning, who can do the right thing? What's this? Somebody sent me a cutting here. Daryl Hinch. Next century of his own. Just next special put on this, the world and you, the wacky world seems full of C.S. Levon's fight to Stargazer's man. I don't know why. Gentleman here. Oh, it's, sorry. It's a big drop in death rate from strokes. On the other side is, Darren Hinch. That happens to be... Well, this is the article the gentleman wanted to send me, you see. And on the other side is a great big ad for 3AW, which I don't mind. But the little bit he wanted to send me is on strokes. Let's see. Sudden interference with the circulation of blood in the brain due to clotting or bleeding. Oh, I see. A misprint. Folks, if you happen to be at it at the moment, listen to this. That you can get a stroke by a sudden interference with the circulation of blood in the brain due to clotting or bleeding. So be very careful where you do it, friends. It's 5:14. Nosferatu. Nosferatu. Oh, this is the old vampire to end all vampires, isn't it? Rivoli Twin, Camberwell Junction, Tuesday, 26th of June. No time. What is it, midnight? 12 o'clock? What? I have an invitation to the Hotel Windsor to meet Edward and Mrs. Simpson. Ooh. Luncheon with the manager. Excellent. Means I'll have to wear a shirt. Good heavens. I'll have to wear a shirt. I don't know. Luncheon. What's the bonus? Gentleman here, trying to find the address of 3LO, writes to me and says, I looked up radio stations in the Yellow Pages. Ah, my friend, were you walking the Yellow Pages? It's a very dangerous occupation, I believe. Under the heading, it says, see broadcasting stations. So under broadcasting stations, it says, page 182. Why the blankety-blank couldn't they have said that under radio stations? Quite, sir. Don't ask me to explain the... walking through the Yellow Pages, will you? You can fall a bit of a bump doing that. It's 5:18. Excuse me, I'm just ouvraying another envelope here. Rather a jazzy one, this. What's this? Maker's Mark. Oh. Melbourne Gallery for creative work of Australian goldsmiths, silversmiths and jewellers. Invitation for collectors. Unique opportunity to view collection of contemporary tableware. Silversmiths. Oh, opening day, 12 o'clock, Monday, 2nd of July. Exhibition closes 28th of July. Melbourne Gallery. Looks rather jazzy. I do with some tableware. Not that I ever eat at a table, but, you know, it wears out the knees of your trousers, doesn't it, if the plate's too hot. I know you no longer mention galleries. Why not? You are presuming too much, sir. Madam, sorry, Barbara. Why shouldn't I mention galleries? Why do you say I no longer mention galleries? You must listen extremely carefully. I've just mentioned you. It's 19 past five the time.
Oh, dear.
What's that, an Eintritt? Anyway, very good. Very good, very good. It's 20 past five. And what have we got here? We've still got Raymond Tickle Me With a Feather. He's going to play something rather poignant, actually. Yesterday's, it's called. Which reminds me, the joke about the Patagonian. Well, you don't tell Irish jokes anymore, you see. You tell Patagonian jokes. Incidentally, somebody left me a Patagonian joke yesterday. What do Patagonians think about PTO? And then there's a blank sheet, you see. Well, I can't offend Al by that, can I? Unless the place is swarming with Patagonians. And they will come at me with their bolasses. The filthy beasts. 5:20 the time. That was my way. It wasn't yesterday at all. The Macmillan Treasury of Relevant Quotations has just been sent to me. My great thanks to Macmillan. And it's a little beauty, too. It's a big beauty. Murphy. Oh, Edward F. Murphy. Compilation by him. Some beauties in it. It's great. Well, it's not a great term. It's a bit of a term. There's no place like home. It's about the size of a geographic gazetteer. And there's some little beauties in it. For instance, when you're dealing with a child, keep all your wits about you and sit on the floor. No one who's ever brought up a child can doubt for a moment that love is literally the life-giving fluid of human existence. Cool, struggle on. Some love will perish. Innocence is the child, and forgetfulness a new beginning, a game, a self-rolling wheel, a first movement, a holy yea. Nietzsche. Of all people. Good heavens. Friedrich Nietzsche. From Also Sprach Zarathustra. There's some stuff in here, I tell you. It's in, it's under headings. I'm on children at the moment. Let's have a look at some more headings. Brains. Crumbed? Whatever good there is in small boys is usually based upon their admiration for girls of their own age. Behind the bike shed. I shall never respect my brains until I pick a few gold coins from them. Many complain of their looks, but none of their brains. Yiddish proverb. Oh, this is a little beauty, this. Conduct, confession. Catherine Mansfield, quoted in Catherine Mansfield. Before confessing, be perfectly certain that you do not wish to be forgiven. Yes, cleverness, climate, clothing, clergy. Let's talk about the clergy. It is a queer priest's pig that dies of starvation. Austin O'Malley, Keystones of Thought. Rather like Mark Twain, who said in his first journey through Europe, never once saw a thin priest. It's 5:26. He also said that jumping out of a window in Rome without killing a few priests was highly improbable. It's 5:27 the time. This isn't a blessing. Sorry about that. And that was Maureen McGovern. There's no time, really, to spiel a little bit more before our news headlines.
So let me say thanks to the Melbourne and Metropolitan Board of Works for their little paper here. I'm looking for the jokes. All I can think of is that big bill I get every year. Never mind. Never mind. It's 5:30.
The news in brief, read by David Capewell.
It's 6:28 is the time. Just looking at Melbourne Metropolitan Board of Works graffiti. Not quite graffiti. Who was that lady I saw you with last night? That was no lady, that was my wife. Well, did she lose her watch? Because the assessor and receiver, so-and-so and so-and-so, has a lady's watch which was found in the assessing and receiving division. And if you can identify it, it's yours. That's a very hidden joke for the Metropolitan, for the Board of Works. Yes, right. Some people will never learn. We were advised that one of the board's most eligible young bachelors, so-and-so and so-and-so, I better not give his names, these are real people. Real people, folks. The Scientific and Engineering Services Division, somewhere, has become engaged to someone. They met on a cruise. Yes. Oh, well, I think we're scrubbing. Half the stuff in here is libelous. It's rather like our own Scan magazine. It's 6:27. Drop of the old picnic hanging rock.